Well, there's no doubt that financial job pressures for life in 2020 and periods of lockdown restriction, perhaps having kids at home, not at school, would have tested any relationship. And today we're looking at some of the keys to a good relationship. If you've got a suggestion, let us know on 0437 922 720. A conflict in a marriage or a partnership can be a good thing as long as it is done in a respectful manner. Let's talk more about this. Lisanne Eriks is a conflict resolution and negotiation specialist and is with us. Lisanne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for getting up early. Perth-based Lisanne is, so it's an early start to her day. If we look at the reasons that conflicts arise, I mentioned a couple at the top there. What are some others?
I think it is when people are not clear about what they're wanting or have expectations. So one of the things I see a lot is that people don't tell each other. Everyone wants to the other person to read their mind, but no one can actually do that. And then there are expectations that are unspoken and the other person is not doing it. And then people are like get disappointed or upset about that. So that's one thing I think that's really missing for a lot of people, is to not communicate about what they would really like to happen. I think also people often say what they don't want instead of telling the other person, this is what I do want and this is my request. So I think a lot of people are not very good at making really clear requests of their partner.
How do you approach it? Because, if you're dealing with a delicate issue, you need to, you don't want to go in an aggressive manner. You want to do it in a conciliatory way. How do you do that?
I think one of the things is, I don't know if you're married, but I am, and sometimes I'm just upset about something, right? So I think the first thing is to actually calm yourself down and not have that conversation at the time. So there are things that trigger us or upset us, and that's okay. So just manage your own emotions first, or do what you need to do to get in a different headspace, and then actually think about what it is that you want to achieve in that conversation. I think when we are married or de facto, whatever it might be, and we're in a relationship, I think that often we don't really think about what we do with the other person. We just go in and if I would have a business conversation with someone in a negotiation, I would prepare for it and think about what is it actually that I'm trying to achieve here. So I think if you really think about it and look at, okay, what is it that I'm after? And then just share with the other person what's been happening, how you've been feeling, and what you would like to accomplish. Because I think when you say to someone, listen, these are the kind of things that are not working for me, but I really want to work this out with you because, I love you or you're important to me, or whatever you want to say, that's a very different conversation. And when you come in and you're just, really angry and just the other person's like, whoa, what's happening? If that makes sense.
Yes, so you want to tread gently and, as you say, do it in a respectful manner. Look, if you're just with us on ABC Radio Perth in Western Australia, Lisanne Eriks, my guest this morning, talking about conflict resolution. This on the town, we're asking you, what are some of the secrets or keys to a long and happy partnership? This text says, relationships, two ears, one mouth. Not that I always take my own advice. I suppose, as you've mentioned there, listening's an important asset or characteristic.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually think listening is more important than speaking, which is a bit counterintuitive for most people, because often people think if I want to get something done, I really have to tell exactly what it is that I'm annoyed about. But I think often when you feedback and you let someone else say what they really, what's really important to them, and actually listen, because often we don't listen. We're busy with trying to respond, or we're busy with what we're going to cook for dinner, and often that's why miscommunication comes from as well, because we don't actually hear what the other person says, and then we start responding to something else than what's been said, and that leads to more frustration. I don't know if you ever had that feeling where you feel like you're speaking to a brick wall,
I think my partner probably has.
Well, at least you're reflective, Barry.
Look, if you don't address some of these issues, if you don't resolve some of the underlying concerns here, what happens?
Well, I do a lot of mediation with people who do separate, and what I see a lot is that one person at one point just doesn't say anything, or people just stop communicating. They're tired, or they feel it makes no difference, or they have little kids, or whatever it might be. And then at one point, one person goes, "I had enough. I'm out." And the other person just goes, "What just happened? Like, I didn't even know we had an issue," or they sort of guessed. So I think it's all just sits under the surface. People get more resentful at one point, they just leave. So I think that's why I think conflict is a good thing. At least you can deal with whatever the issue is and then see if you can resolve it.
I think that used to be called, and I think it was an affliction that seemed to hit or relate to men more often, when the bomb drops.
Yeah.
That's...
people are like, oh, what? Yeah, but a lot of people are out of it. But statistics actually say that you know, women break up more with men than the other way around. So it might not always be men who drop the bomb.
No, that's what I mean. It's for men. You know, men
sure.
realise.
Sorry.
It's men come to the realisation. Or they, once their wife has moved out, they realise, oh, there might have been a few problems in the relationship. Lisanne, we'll leave you there. Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming on this morning.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
Right. Lisanne Eriks there, who's involved in conflict resolution.